I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, big story of the day. Big story of the year. Big story over the 20-year mark. We're talking to Kyle Bell. Kyle Bell, former Colorado State Ram running back. Yes, Susan and Cheryl, they love them some Kyle Bell. 20 years ago, this man broke the career record for rushing yards, 8,248 yards, 99 touchdowns. He did it in the span of 39 games between 99 and 2003. Kyle Bell, my man, great to get you on the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Brace. Always great talking with you, man.
So what is it like with that kind of record standing for as long as it has now? I mean, 20 years. I mean, I was in high school, Kyle, when this was rolling. I remember hearing your name well before you were a CSU Ram and what you were doing with Weld Central.
Yeah, I can't believe it still, you know, it still stands after all these years. You know, quite frankly, I would have thought it would have been broken by now. Actually, I was kind of hoping it would, you know, just to let someone else kind of have that stage and that spotlight, because it's a pretty cool record. I mean, obviously as a running back, you know, that was kind of as the yards started accumulating, that was kind of became the goal there towards the end. But even more so, the fact that it was essentially it was broken 3 years in a row. You know, Dusty Quick up in Fort Morgan, he broke it in 2001. Lindell White, you know, there at Chatfield, he broke it in 2002. And then I eclipsed his then record for in 2003. So it was, you know, it was broken three times in the span of 3 years. So I just kind of figured, you know, it would hang around for maybe a little bit and then someone else would come along and break it. But, you know, 20 years later, it's still there. So
I mean, that is, and let me ask you seriously, Kyle, do you really want it to be broken, man? Because if I were you, I would want that thing to stand for 40 or 50 or forever years. That's what I would want.
Yeah, well, ideally, yeah, maybe my son who's 9, you know, he grows up and goes on to have a prolific career, and you know, maybe he's able to do it. But you know, that's what was really cool about, you know, my experience in high school was, you know, when I got into high school and playing football, you know, my dad held the school season rushing record. So when I was a freshman, and you know, that was my goal, was to break his school season record. I said, okay, maybe I can do that by the time I'm a junior. I think it was like 1,360 some yards. So that was my goal, was to rush for 1,300 yards by my junior year. Well, I ended up running for 1,700 my freshman year and breaking that record. So that's when I kind of started to set my sights a little bit higher.
Well, what was that like, that those years, you know, you do this, that's a lot of yards, man. And I know you talk about some of those guys that broke it right before you, the Lindell Whites. I mean, amazing company there. But that ultimately, that's just a lot of yards. We know how good of an athlete that you were and were with CSU, and still are. You still look like you could play. I mean, my gosh. I don't know if there's much of a difference between you and Taysom Hill. You guys look almost identical. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that.
I get that all the time, yeah.
Yeah. So what was that like, though? Because I know you put together a great Facebook post about, you know, everybody coming together to make this work, and your offensive line, the team. Take us through that as you were getting closer and closer by the time you did break that thing in 2003. What was all that like?
It was such a special, I mean, time in my life, for obvious reasons, because when you're a senior in high school and you're kind of thrust into the spotlight, you know, that was a pretty unique experience. But just the way I think it kind of got, you know, everybody, you know, on the team involved, you know, we're from, you know, a small town in northeastern Colorado. You know, it got, you know, a lot of attention to, actually some guys, you know, that were seniors with me that had an opportunity to go play, you know, some smaller college ball. And I don't know if that was the reason or not, but it certainly didn't hurt. So I think a little bit more, you know, exposure just in terms of how good of a team we were. 'Cause that was the thing. We were a top 10 team, you know, that year, my senior year. We were a top 10 team my junior year. So I played on a couple of really good teams. And it was, you know, 4 years of a lot of really, you know, good athletes that I played with there at Weld Central. And, you know, like I said, guys up front, you know, blocking for me, that, you know, obviously that's where it starts when you when you talk about football and rushing the ball. So it wasn't just me. It was everybody that I played with, everybody that, you know, I played growing up with, you know, that kept me, you know, into football, and all the coaches and everybody that, you know, were there along the way, you know, pushing me and pushing us. So that's, you know, that is so unique about it. You know, we're, you know, being from a smaller town, it was kind of a community thing. And I just remember a lot of, you know, a lot of people, you know, kind of felt like it was something big for, you know, for our town. And so that was, I think, probably the coolest thing about it. You know, the game I broke the record, I remember the News 4 helicopter, they came and landed up on our practice field. Now, we did lose the game that I broke the record, so I did think, you know, maybe that there was a little bit of a distraction there with all of that. So, you know, all things aside, it was a little bittersweet. But at the end of the day, just, you know, I think we all realized what we had accomplished together. And again, I don't do that without the support of so many people along the way.
Talking to Kyle Bell, former Colorado State Ram, broke the record 20 years ago, the career rushing record with Weld Central, 39 games, 8,248 yards. Kyle, those numbers are all great, dude, but come on, 99 touchdowns? You couldn't get in one more time, dude?
That is the one thing, yeah, that kind of sticks with me. Why couldn't I have gotten one more? Now, I will say there was a couple, you know, a handful over the course of 4 years that got called back to because of a penalty. In that game that I broke the record, actually, I had an interception that, because I played defense, you know, I played both ways my senior year, so I had an interception that I took back to the house that actually got called back. In that same game, I broke the record. So I scored a touchdown there on defense. I got called back. So, and I wasn't even aware, honestly, going into the very last game, how close I was and where I was. So, you know, not saying that would have changed anything. But, yeah, that is kind of the one thing. It's like, man, if I could have just got that one more, right?
That one more. Although 99 is kind of cool, too.
Yeah. At the end of the day, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Right? It's a difference of 6 points.
Exactly right. What was your process like after that, Kyle? Because we know ultimately you went on to play for Colorado State and had a phenomenal run with CSU. I think we need more Kyle Bell type players for the Rams. But what was that process like for you? Because obviously things have changed quite a bit since 2003/2004 when you started with CSU.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, it's interesting because I think, you know, my sophomore, junior year in high school, you know, college athletics was, you know, always, that was it. I knew I wanted to go on, and you know, as soon as I was done with high school, play college sports. And at that time, I would say, you know, sophomore and junior year baseball was kind of the route I figured I wanted to go. That's kind of where I guess maybe my passion was, or where my desire, you know, on the athletic side was. And then by the time we got to my senior year, just kind of understanding, you know, what it means to go play Division I baseball and get to that level and how good you really have to be. And maybe, you know, that I wasn't quite, you know, in that mold of a good enough baseball player to play at that level. And then, you know, after my, right at the end of my junior year, you know, Wyoming offered, you know, a full scholarship. And then I think it was, you know, maybe, September, October of my senior year when CSU offered, you know, offered the scholarship. I was waiting to see if CU, was going to offer, which, you know, they didn't. And so that was their loss, right?
Right.
But, you know, so that's, you know, by the time I got to my senior year, I kind of knew it was going to be football because, you know, first and foremost, you know, I wasn't going to turn down an opportunity to get my education paid for, you know, get a full ride scholarship. And then just, you know, the appeal of playing at the highest level, the Division I level. And this was at a time when, of course, CSU, you know, had been, you know, ranked in the top 10, top 20, you know, a couple previous years before that, and, you know, contending for Mountain West titles. I think my sophomore year, we were on ESPN like 9 times. So just kind of the allure of that to play at the highest level, you know, collegiate level for football, that's kind of what, you know, made me go down that route. And, it, you know, like I say, came down to Wyoming and CSU, and Joe Glenn, who was the coach up at Wyoming at the time, made it hard to turn him down. But at the end of the day, I just, you know, kind of an instant, just, you know, wanting to play for Coach Lubick and the type of man and coach that he was and is, and just, you know, Fort Collins. So it just kind of, you know, with the options there, that's what felt like the right fit. So.
Yeah, and I know, and Cody Tucker speaks so highly of you too, our Wyoming Cowboys insider, which I always like, why is that a thing? Cody hates CSU, you hate Wyoming, yet you guys are like pals. Now it's all kind of starting to make sense because Wyoming was kind of in your that was a big decision for you between the two programs.
Yeah, it was. You know, I mean, and still being able to, you know, kind of stay that close to home, and it felt like at the time, you know, I grew up, you know, when I was in elementary school, I think it was like fifth or sixth grade when Coach Glenn was, you know, there at UNC, they were winning national championships. He came and talked to our elementary school. Mm. So, you know, I just kind of had this history there of knowing, you know, who this man was and obviously what he had done at UNC. And at the time, it felt like maybe he was kind of turning things up around there in Laramie. So, you know, it wasn't just, you know, dismiss him right off the bat. I mean, like I said, he came down and visited me at my parents at our house. He played ragtime Cowboy Joe on the piano. And, you know, he gave every effort he could, you know, from a recruiting standpoint to try to get me to go up there. But like I said, at the end of the day, it felt more right with CSU, and then I'll always be a Ram. So.
And then you started to hate Wyoming, right, from that point on, after you became a Ram?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, if, you know, you're green and gold, you're going to hate the brown, you know, the brown and gold or whatever they are. And then, you know, of course, with CU, it was just the fact that they basically said I wasn't good enough to go play for them. So, okay, you know, that was the chip on the shoulder with that. So
that only helps. That only helps with that rage and hate against the Colorado Buffaloes.
Exactly, yeah. They didn't do themselves any favors. So.
Yeah. All right, so you had, obviously, you wanted to go play, the opportunity to play for Sonny Lubick. You got what, three? Did you get three seasons with him? And then it was Fairchild your last year?
Yeah, so I got four because, you know, I ended up redshirting in 2006 when I hurt my knee. But, yeah, I got four, so you know, I was incredibly grateful to have, you know, had spent that time with him. And then, yeah, Steve Fairchild came in for my senior year. It does, you know, in hindsight, looking back, it's kind of, you know, on the disappointing side of saying, well, you know, I was there, I was kind of part of that era that saw, you know, Coach Lubick leave. You know, but at the same time, I mean, it was, you know, there's just kind of the time period we were in. I will say, I think I remember some of those teams we were on in 2005 and 2006, and for the kind of the talent we had, we were, you know, we probably underachieved pretty, I would say, you know, significantly in those few years. And I wish it could have, you know, worked out better in the end for Coach Lubick and kind of the tail end of his you know, tenure there, because obviously, you know, he's the one who really put the school on the map on the football side and really, you know, did some really great things. And but like I said, I, you know, forever grateful for just, you know, my experience of being able to play for him as a coach, and then just, you know, the amount of attention he gave to players just to develop you as a person and not just a football player.
Well, and I mean, you guys, like you said, in 2005, I mean, you were 6-6. I know Rams fans today would salivate for six wins right now. That's where the state of it is. But you know, there, like you said, Sonny Lubick had so many great years there toward the end. Still, you know, all things considered, that would still be a breath of fresh air getting some of those records.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And I mean, you look at 2001, 2002, and even 2003, you know, just kind of that, you know, that run that they had, you know, winning conference titles. And that was the expectation when I got there. It was, you know, the expectation is to win the Mountain West, you know, and, we didn't live up to that in 04. You know, I played a little bit as a true freshman, and then it wasn't until the third game, I think, you know, my sophomore year that I finally started. But, you know, I look back to even that year, you know, we let two or three games, you know, slip away that we probably definitely should have won. So there's, you know, I look at that and say we should have been a 9-win team that year instead of 6. So I think, you know, just having where the expectations are always, you know, higher, and then as long as I think the program now can get that momentum with the staff and I think Coach Norvell, I still believe he's the right man to for the job to do it. And I feel like there's still, you know, despite outcomes of the last few weeks not being what we wanted, I think things are still pointed in the right direction. So just kind of getting back to where every year standards are going up, I think that's what, you know, ultimately that's what how we can kind of measure progress.
You're one of the names, you know, when you think about, you know, great Colorado State Rams, your name is in that mix, Kyle, for sure. What do you think about what Jay Norvell's doing? I know you said you think he's the right man for the job, but I know years ago you and I had talked about maybe the direction that Colorado State was going, and I'd heard from several former players that were like, yeah, the reach out isn't really there. We don't really see that involvement bringing some of the, you know, the old key players back. Do you see some of that changing with this new, fairly new regime with Jay Norvell?
Oh yeah, I think from day one it was apparent that you know, Coach Norvell and the staff and all the personnel within the athletic department, it was apparent right off the bat that they were going to be making an effort, and that they realized they needed to, and that it was important. Because I mean, I look back to, you know, again, my my playing days, especially as a freshman, sophomore, still a younger guy, when former players would come in and talk about their experiences. You know, we would see highlights from those teams in the early to mid 90s. You know, I would see, you know, the running backs who had ran for 1,000 yards, you know, under Coach Lubick and Mick Delaney, who was the running backs coach. So it was always, you know, seeing the pictures, seeing the names of some really good football teams there, for that time period. And then, you know, seeing them come in and give their time to talk to, you know, the current players and just kind of give back and talk about those experiences they had. And so I think there was, you know, a period with the program, you know, you can look back to, you know, I don't know, I mean, 2015, 2016-ish, maybe under Coach Bobo, where that kind of felt like, you know, maybe the program wasn't as accessible maybe to former players because maybe there wasn't as much of an effort. And then, you know, with the previous staff and Coach Addazio, I know we can talk about, you know, talk about that for forever. It is what it is, but that there was essentially no reach out. I mean, there was essentially no, you know, no effort. I mean, and I get it. There was COVID and a lot of other things in there, but still, you know, it was just kind of at a point where that was at its lowest. So for the fact that I think there was an immediate recognizing from the folks that are there now that, hey, if we want to have any sort of, you know, any sort of impact to be made by alumni and former players, we gotta be intentional with it. And they're definitely doing that. They have the Ram Walk, you know, every Friday night where former players come and talk to the team, and they do a walk down the field with the current team where it's just alumni. So if you didn't play there, coaches, anybody who's there that hadn't played, you know, for the CSU football program, they leave and it's just the players only. So that's kind of a cool thing they're doing. And like I said, you know, I'm excited this weekend to go up and watch them play against Air Force. It's a all athlete alumni. So it sounds like, there's a lot of folks that are going to be there, and just the excitement, I think for former players is back. So,
well, Kyle, who are we kidding? Ram Walk? You're going to be running in the Ram Walk. You run everywhere now. Like, are you in better shape now than you were when you played and broke records and did all these crazy things?
I mean, probably not in the same type of shape I would need to be in. You know, I don't sprint anymore. You couldn't count on me to do like a 40 or 50 yard breakaway, but no, I've kind of gotten into endurance and distance running in the last few years. I'm doing in February, coming up here in 2024, I'll be doing my fourth marathon. So it's just a different way for me to kind of stay competitive and kind of keep that mindset that I had when I was an athlete and then when I was, you know, doing those things. And so, it's just kind of a way for me to kind of stay connected with that athlete in me. Cause I think that's, you know, deep down, that's what I really am. So,
yeah, no, there's no, I mean, you don't look like an athlete at all, Kyle. You know, I mean, I get that a lot. I don't know if you get that as much, but Kyle, I tell you what, Kyle and I, you know, we try to stay connected. I think of you as a good friend, and I obviously so much respect for you. And Kyle had asked me if I'd be interested in like running. I'll tell you what, Kyle, if you can get Cody Tucker to commit, I'm in.
Hey, you never know. Never say never. I guess if you give him a case of Coors at the end, he might be down for anything, right?
You do like the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids thing where they put, you know, the cookie in front of the ant and they hold it there and the ant keeps moving. We put a Coors original in front of Cody like that. That dude would probably sprint across the country, I bet.
Yeah, there's no limits to the human body at that point, right?
Kyle, dude, so much respect for you. Like I said, I grew up in far eastern Colorado, right there on that, almost on that Kansas line. And I knew the name Kyle Bell well before I did a sports show or anything like that. So I was a big fan of yours for a very long time. And now, honestly, it's an honor to be able to call you a friend, man.
Yeah, likewise, man. I appreciate that so much. I'm always grateful for getting to talk with you on here and, you know, reconnect with a lot of the folks up there in northern Colorado that I grew up with. So.
All right, my man. Kyle, let's stay in touch. I won't be there this weekend. I was hoping to, of course, but hey, one of my buddies is getting married this weekend, so I'll be out there freezing.
You'll stay nice and warm there.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks, man.
All right, Kyle Bell. He was the running back at Weld Central. 39 games, 8,248 yards, and 99 touchdowns. That's the record to this day. And then he had a great career individually at CSU. Wasn't quite the run they wanted. He had the last couple of years with Sonny Lubick. And then Steve Fairchild, who I really like, Steve Fairchild. It's just It's a tough spot for him to come into. 25 minutes after the hour. If you guys missed that, you got to check it out at 1310kfk.com, thewholeshow.com, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. It's The Whole Show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
The Best Nuggets podcast is back at 1310kfk.com. A pickaxe to grind with Brady Hull, Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.